This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
It is wonderful to be in the presence of Almighty God on this particular day especially. This is our radiothon. And last night, I had a dream. I knew that I was going to bring a word today, but I had no clue what. And last night, I had this incredible dream. I was in a cathedral somewhere with 20 other people who were going to speak, and the cathedral was packed with people. And we had to deliver a Bible reading, and I was asked to read Romans 8. And so each person went up and read their Bible verse or Bible passage and then sat down, and the next one would go up and then they sat down, and so on and so forth. I was about 15th and I stood there and I opened the Bible and I could not find Romans. I couldn't find it anywhere. I looked and looked. I know exactly where Romans is, and it wasn't there. It was almost as though the book had been removed. And so I did a 10-minute comedy stand-up. And the congregation were laughing and laughing and enjoying it. But all the while, as I'm speaking, I'm thinking I need to read Romans 8, and I can't find it. I just can't find Romans. And I signaled to someone who was off the stage, and I said, "Can you bring me another Bible?" And they brought me another Bible. Romans, I couldn't find. And this happened about 6 or 7 times. And then I woke, bathed in sweat, knowing I had not delivered Romans 8. And when I woke, it was about 3 o'clock in the morning, I just read Romans 8. I just had to. Now I know Romans 8, but oh boy, the power in that book. And in that chapter, Romans 8, the first verse says, so, Paul starts with the word, so. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to him, the power of life-giving spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. That word, freedom. You are free. You have been freed. But Paul is telling you, and he's telling me, that now that you are at one with Christ, now that you have asked the Lord into your heart, now that you have made him your Lord and Savior, a different deal is happening. Now you're not going to be condemned ever. God himself, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, will never, ever, 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 say ever, ever condemn you. You can't be condemned, because there is now no condemnation. What you have is conviction. All right, David, well, what's the difference between the two? Condemnation is putting you down. Conviction is lifting you up. When you do something wrong and you know you have sinned. You know you've done wrong. You know it in your heart. You know exactly what you've done, and you shouldn't have done it. Perhaps in your small voice in your ear, you hear this. That was a terrible thing you did. That was awful. You should be ashamed of yourself. If you hear that, or words like that, you know it doesn't come from the Lord, because that is condemning you. However, if you hear that gentle, still, small voice that says to you, do you think that was the right thing to do? That's conviction. And that's your Lord Jesus speaking to you, speaking loud and clear, and saying to you, talk to me about this. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman and cannot condemn you. The evil one isn't, and can, and does. And that is why it is so wonderful to be able to tell the difference, and you know that you know the Lord is speaking to you, because you hear it so easily and gently. And Paul goes on and says, and because you belong to him, the power, say power, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. There is freedom. You are not now bound by the law of Moses. You are not bound by the shackles of the law, but you are freed. And how are you freed? Through his grace. That freedom doesn't go just because you sin. It doesn't go. That freedom is still there and will remain there because you belong to Jesus. Do you see what Paul is saying? And because you belong to him, the power of life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. And that makes me shiver when I think about that, because it's so awesome. When you lie there in your bed, all alone at night, with your thoughts crowding in your mind, and you hear all the condemnation of the things that you've done wrong today, there's nothing we can do except turn to Jesus. Philippians, the 4th chapter and the 6th verse says, don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. And as I lay in my bed last night with things going through my head, as I woke from this dream, and I needed to read Romans 8. As all these things were going around in my head, I knew that the problems that I felt I had to release them to God straight away. Because of his word, don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. That is what I did. Lord, take all these burdens. Take all these things from me, Lord. Tomorrow, Father, we're doing a radiothon, and we're doing this radiothon for your glory, I was saying. And your will be done in what happens. I won't be coy about this. We do have some serious bills that we need to pay. And sometimes it's quite stressful. But when I think of those bills, when I think of the debts, when I think, well, no, there's no debt. There is no debt. That's a wrong thing to say. But when I think of the things that we've got to do and the funds that we need, I can do nothing but give it to God and say, Lord, this is for you, because I can't deal with it. Not worrying about everything, but praying about everything. And as you're listening to this broadcast, as you're enjoying this radiothon that we're bringing you, because we're here not for 3 hours live today, but we're here for 6 hours live today. And we are asking you to go to the phone. We're asking you to go to the website. We're asking you, if you would mind partnering with us and being part of Worship Radio 247 as you donate your gifts and your offerings and your tithes. We know that God will lay it on your heart, whatever you need to do, whatever part of this you need to be, He will lay it on your heart. Earlier on, I brought that verse from Luke, the 6th chapter, and the 38th verse. So powerful. Because He's saying, when you give, it will be given back to you, shaken down, running over. But the life we lead, you and I, as we worship Him in spirit and in truth, tells us that the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. I was contemplating this as well. Verse 5 says, those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. You see, it's our decision. It is always our decision what we're going to do. Are we going to live a sinful nature? Are we going to live with our minds set on sin? Or are we going to live our lives with our minds and our hearts set on the Holy Spirit, set on our precious Jesus? Is that what we're going to do? You know, as we donate and as we give an offering, a tithe, into the work of Worship Radio 247, when we're at church, we give an offering and we give a tithe because we want this work to continue. It's the same with Worship Radio 247. Today, we are asking you for an offering and a tithe. But what we especially say on this day is, please only give what the Holy Spirit leads you to give. Whether it's a large sum of money or whether it's the widow's mite, it does not matter, because you are being led by the Spirit of God. So your eyes are set on the Spirit of God. They are not set on a sinful nature. And that sinful nature goes now in Jesus' name, because you are allowing the Spirit of God to control your mind. If you would like to be reminded of that, I'm going to pray. And I want you to say these words with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for what you've done in my life. I ask you now, Lord, in Jesus' name, control my mind through your Spirit, and I will follow you for the rest of my life. I love you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.